In order to play, he has to open up some stuff on his on the top of the organ, and then he has to read what?
The music.
Okay. You might say that was a service.
Good service.
Okay, or if you thought it was pretty, another word for pretty might be.
Another word for pretty?
Mm-hmm. Stronger word.
That was a happy service.
Let's see. There's a song from Oklahoma. Oh, what a da-da-da morning.
What a good song?
No, the da-da-da. There's a word that goes in there.
Oh, da-da-da.
Okay, if you see a really pretty sunset, you might say, wow, that is just...
Just pretty?
Stronger word.
Strong word.
Starts with a B.
Oh, beautiful sun.
Okay. If you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, gosh, church is going to be over. What?
Soon.
Well, but you want to get there, and you say, before I can get this tire changed, church is...
It's going to be out.
Okay. Okay, what do people sometimes tell children would come and get them if they didn't behave?
Repeat that, please.
Did your mother ever used to, if you tell you that if you didn't behave, this particular kind of person was going to come and get you?
Devil.
Okay, anything else?
No.
Okay, do you have any other names for the devil?
No.
Okay, what is it that people sometimes think they see around a graveyard?
Ghosts.
Okay, what kind of a house has those kind of things in it?
A hunt.
Okay. You might say, if you have a choice, you might say, let's put it another way. I might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd not.
Rather not.
Okay. What do you say to a friend that you haven't seen for a long time? How do you express, you know, your feeling about seeing him?
How I express myself by seeing a friend I had never seen, I mean lately?
Yeah.
I would say a long time, no see.
Okay. How would you tell him that you're really glad to see him?
By shaking his hand, or, you know, giving him a big hug or something like that.
Okay. Okay, say you know some guy who owns 500 acres of land. You'd say, that's a what a land? A
lot of land.
Okay. If you want to express agreement with somebody stronger and more enthusiastically than just by saying yes, what would you say?
Express agreement?
Uh-huh.
I would say thank you and for your time, your cooperation.
I mean, like, if I say, golly, it's hot in here, and you don't just say yes, you say...
Yes, it's really hot in here.
Okay. Let's see. I might say, do you really think you can do that? And you might say, I can.
Yes, I can.
I mean, something can. Put it on to something.
Oh.
Do you really think you can do that? And say, I can.
I sure can.
Okay. If you want to be real polite to somebody like, or to some friends of your parents or somebody like that, would you just say yes and no, or would you say yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If somebody intensely disliked going somewhere, you'd say he hated that place.
He sure hated that place.
Okay. He might say it wasn't just a little hot last week. It was what hot?
It was really hot last week.
Okay.